This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 176. It seems the judges were as blind as Stevie Wonder. Home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another episode of our homegrown, homespun, and home-delivered podcast.
Wow, that's a lot of home.
There's a lot of hominess in it. It's a cozy, you know? It's friends, it's family, it's food. It's warm and inviting. It's the land of Esh. Which you can visit. Often, as long as you have an internet connection, by going to www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce into the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and you can also listen to some of the shows that are coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. We've got a few shows that are helmed by our very own ESH alum, so you want to make sure that you check them out, because if you do, we can pretty much keep you geek covered through the week. So make sure. It's good stuff.
I swear.
Like, I put it out there. I'm not going to put it on my mama, because I don't put a lot of things on my mama. It's just best that you don't load your mama down.
I put pants on her and she yells at me all the time, like, ow!
Yeah, you should stop that, because first of all, that's painful. And second of all, I'm pretty sure that's assault.
Move.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm pretty sure, especially with your age and given her age, that that's assault with a weapon. So you don't want to catch a case. But what you guys want to do is catch episodes of the other shows, like the Boston Bastard Brigade, held by our very own King Baby Duck. Their new episodes go out on Tuesday, a great compliment to the new episodes of Esh that go out on Monday. And then to get you to the hump day and through, you also have Geek Aggro, hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. So to get all of your rage quit and just awesome funness, like in a package to just the beginning of the week, get over the blahs, we got you covered. Then to get you through the rest of the week, you can follow all of our stuff on Twitter. You can do it all week long, but we can help you out. We've got new content that goes up pretty much on a daily basis on the site, and I can be found at twitter.com/ninjasista.
And I'm twitter.com/ladyesh.
You can find King Baby Duck at twitter.com/king_baby_duck, and you can find Deuces Wild at twitter.com/deuceswild. So there you go. All kinds of mutterings from the crew of Esh. I'm going to have to find out what Vicious's Twitter
He's
is.
He's got a weird case.
Yeah, something with a something. So I've got to go and look that up on my follow list. But you can also follow Vicious Smith, who's part of the crew. And we also have some new things going on with the crew and the land of Esh in the new year. So make sure that you're staying tuned, checking in with us. Because you never know, I might give away something.
Really?
Yeah, like seriously. And
like a whistling puppy?
No, not like a whistling puppy. Oh, because if I had a whistling puppy, I would keep that for myself.
Yeah, me too. It was so adorable.
It's so adorable. Okay, anyway, let's get off the cute tip.
Okay.
Because, well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. And most of it, it's not cute. It's not pretty, y'all.
And it doesn't whistle.
And it really does not whistle. So, without further ado, I'm going to take a swig of this, and we're going to talk about the VGA Awards on Spike.
Ah, Spike TV. Spike TV. TV for man.
Not really. Okay, so first, I'm going to preface this with, I did not watch the VGAs live. I watched the rebroadcast of the VGAs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I hadn't read anything about them. I stayed off of Twitter during the time because I knew I wasn't going to be able to get home in time to catch them live. And I didn't want to get spoiled and know what was going to happen beforehand and already make an opinion.
Okay. I was watching Twitter.
So I had a unabashed, just no biased watch of Spike's Video Game Awards for this year. So if you're not familiar with the VGAs, I'm going to give you a quick breakdown of what the categories were. The VGAs are held in Vegas, so obviously next year I'm going to have to try and go to cover it for you guys.
Or me too, me too!
Oh, now you want to go to Vegas.
Fucking award show? I'd get to wear a dress and like all pretty and walk on a carpet? Probably not red. But that's okay, carpet.
Okay. This being good for Christmas is just, it's not working out for me. Alright, so I'm going to talk about a few of the nominees. Talk a little bit about some of the visual stuff going on, some of the guests that were there, some of the highlights for me, and then I think we'll pretty much just dive into the rant for the rest of the show. That sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it.
Okay, so first up, in some of the groupings, I thought they were really tough categories. Like, for Best Action Adventure Game, you had Assassin's Creed up against Batman Arkham Asylum, against Brutal Legend, against Uncharted. Okay, that's a solid group of really good games. And really good games for completely different reasons.
Yeah.
So I found that to be kind of a difficult one for me to pick. Okay, and you had the options for voting for a bunch of different games because the VGAs do have a massive component of users coming to Spike's site and voting for their games. So it is very much a, you know, with pieces of a for us, by us award show, which I really like. Okay, because it's not like, you know, an academy of gamers. Some dudes off in, you know, robes.
Some very old, ancient gamers from the time of...
It's not like there's a panel with, like, Steve Wiebe and Steve Wozniak going, yes, so what games will we decide are the awesomest this year, Mr. Wiebe? Thank you, Woz. It's not like that's happening, okay? Also, Game of the Year, you had Assassin's Creed 2 up against, again, Batman Arkham Asylum, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Left 4 Dead, and Uncharted. Again, another solid pack of really good games, and all of them having completely different gameplay and models of gameplay. Studio of the Year was also another one for me, with Infinity Ward and Naughty Dog and Rocksteady Studios and Valve. I mean, so a lot of the categories were really strong.
Right.
I, like everybody else, have an opinion. As I'm sure you do.
And I always have an opinion.
So there were a lot of things that I agreed with and did not agree with. One of the things I have enjoyed about the VGAs are the exclusive sneak peeks of videos that they make available throughout the evening. So it was really cool to, you know, see the teaser for Arkham Asylum 2.
I have yet to even see that.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, it's on the web, so you want to make sure that you check it out. I want it now.
You want it now?
I do.
Did you even play the first one?
I haven't finished it.
Oh, okay.
It was a GameFly game that I brought in because I wasn't sure that I wanted to buy it, and I didn't know how much time I was going to have to actually devote to it because it was right as we started gearing up for our holiday guide.
That's right.
So it's,
all right.
It's still on the, gotta get to that list.
Right.
Just like Prototype. Right.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to, you know, during the holiday, try to do a weekend warrior with it and get through it.
Ah. So, well, anyway, let's get back to the action.
So there's also the announcement for the Green Day Rock Band game. which is coming out next year.
What do you think about that?
So, well, it's kind of the reason why I brought it up. So here's the deal. I fucking love Green Day. Okay. I'm putting that out there first. All right. I listened to them all through high school. It was probably, for me at the time, one of the most enjoyable bands that I was listening to at the time. And I was really sad when they went away. And then they came back and they were writing meaningful, good rock music at a time when we didn't really have meaningful, good rock music. So I'm looking forward to it. And I love that the content is going to be able to be downloaded into your existing Rock Band game if you want to, so that you can still bring all of your content together. It pretty much makes it clear to me that Harmonix is sticking with the Rock Band franchise, the main Rock Band franchise, as being the carrier. So that all of these specialty things that they're starting to do, you know, obviously with the exception of the Beatles, that you will be able to bring all of that content together back to one mainstay Rock Band game and have your entire set list be available in one place. So that if I want to play, you know, stuff off of Dookie, I don't have to take out my Rock Band game and put in my Green Day Rock Band game just because I want to play that song. And I don't have to repurchase the content, even though I have it on a disc as DLC, in order to play it on my main Rock Band game where I have the predominant amount of my tracks. So I'm really glad that that seems to be a mechanic that they're following, because there's going to be, let's face it, because of the success of the Beatles Rock Band game, you're going to see a lot of branded Rock Band games by bands come out. It is a way for them to digitally put their content out there that is not easily infringed upon as far as ganking it, putting it out there, and sharing it through file sharing services and things like that. It is a way to introduce your content to a completely different, younger, new audience. And it can be really fun and be a way for people to get to know some of your lesser-known content because it wasn't released as a single. So I think that it's a great business model. I think that it's a very smart move for Green Day. I'm kind of surprised that after the Beatles Rock Band game, that this is the first branded Rock Band game to make it to market.
See, you know, I don't know if I'm nearly as excited about this particular game.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you a Green Day fan to start with?
Yes, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of Green Day. I would just think for Rock Band to take on a whole, like a band, once again, like with Beatles, why didn't they go U2? Why didn't they go the Rolling Stones? Like, why did they go?
Well, you can't, it's difficult to do the Rolling Stones, because the Stones don't own all of their catalog. So, you know, it's one thing with, you know, a band like the Beatles. Pretty much all of that stuff has been consolidated now. It's in, you know, only two places. And both of those places went, well, if the Beatles and the estates of the Beatles are on board and we make sure that we get money in the right place, and we make sure that this stuff isn't available anyplace else, so it just runs rampant, then we can do it. The Stones, however, their catalog is still split, and neither side likes each other. So you're not going to see...
Well then, okay, not the Rolling Stones, but U2?
Okay, the thing about U2 is, U2 is very selective about how they let their digital content out. Now, Bono has said that they are investigating something like that, and so we may see a Rock Band U2.
I hope it's Rock Band over Guitar Hero U2.
Yeah, if it's Guitar Hero U2, it ain't gonna happen for me.
It's gonna suck balls.
Okay, I mean, I love Van Halen. That was my shit growing up as a kid. But I do not own Guitar Hero Van Halen, and I will not be picking it up anytime too soon.
Yeah, me either.
But I'm in the same vein. I would have imagined
that the next one would have been just as much of an influential piece of, you know, an influential band.
Right. I would have imagined that, you know, the Who Rock Band game,
yeah,
that, you know, has been leaked.
See the Who.
Well, it's been leaked. Roger Daltrey kind of opened his mouth. and was like, yeah, working on it. It's going to be awesome. So it just kind of says to me that the Green Day one is done, and they probably started working on it right as they were finishing off the Beatles one, and because they don't have as dense a catalog as some of the other bands, it's probably faster to get done.
Okay.
And so I think it's kind of one of those things where it just beat the other ones to market. But I think that it's interesting that it is a Green Day rock band that's coming out immediately following the Beatles rock band, because you would think that it would be a band that is more, I think, accessible.
Yeah, exactly.
To an audience. You know, it you're either a Green Day fan or you're not.
You're not.
Okay, there's no gray space. You know, with bands like The Who or, you know, a U2 or a Beatles, you don't necessarily have to be a diehard fan to enjoy playing a rock band type game of their tracks. You know, I like U2. I'm not a huge U2 fan, but I definitely would enjoy playing Sunday Bloody Sunday as a rock band song. You know, and being able to play some of the songs of theirs that I like would be enough impetus for me to go out and pick up a U2 rock band title. Same thing if a Rolling Stones one happened. You know, I enjoy The Who a lot, so when The Who one comes out, I will absolutely be picking that up. But it is a more accessible catalog of music. You know, not everybody can get behind a punk rock title.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens when it gets released.
Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, it looks good, okay? But Harmonix, all of their stuff looks good. All of their stuff looks polished. All of their stuff plays well. You know,
yeah.
So I'm interested in seeing that one. I'm like I said, I'm glad that Arkham Asylum is getting a sequel. I think that it's very deserved.
Are you worried that they might push the storyline of the original Batman, Arkham Asylum? Like they're going to reach for something and then it's going to horribly fall and...
I'm not. Rocksteady really seems to have a good sense of what the Batman mythos is. You know, they seem to have a really good sense of what works. Just from what I've played of Arkham Asylum, they seem to have their hands right on the pulse of what Batman is about. So I don't think that they'll push it outside of those boundaries. You know, as long as everybody that was on this project is somehow involved with the next one. You know, if you bring in a new team, as with most things, when you bring in a new team, people are going to head off in a new direction because they want to separate themselves from everybody that came before.
All right. I was a little worried.
With any sequel, you should always be worried. Because not everybody that was working on the first project typically works on the sequel projects. And so you should always be a little bit worried when there's a sequel coming out that it may or may not be as good as your first experience because of new thoughts, new ideas that come in, you know, where people want to push boundaries and things like that. But I'm not terrified.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not terrified, but I'm mildly concerned.
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll see.
Yep.
You know,
I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with.
So let's start talking about some of the winners and some of the losers. Because it's an awards show. In a lot of these categories, there were 4 or 5 nominees, and only one person walked home with
the victor!
Took the spoils.
Yay! All right, so pick a category. Let's go. Let's get this train a moving.
All right. So let's talk about one of my first big kind of deals. I want to talk about the best action adventure game.
Okay.
Okay. So best action adventure: Assassin's Creed, Batman: Arkham Asylum, Brutal Legend, and Uncharted 2 were the nominees. Okay. The winner was Assassin's Creed 2.
What do you think about that? Since you've played it, what do you think? Because okay. I haven't played it yet.
So here's the deal. I love Assassin's Creed 2. It is far and away better than its predecessor. Which is saying a lot and also not at the same time, because Assassin's 1 kind of sucked the monkey balls. Like,
yep, it went, it went nom 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 nom. Not even. Well, no, actually, it bit down on the balls and it made the monkey cry.
Yeah. Poor monkey.
Yeah, poor monkey.
Poor monkey. However, as far as I'm concerned, in a category where the other two for best action-adventure titles are Batman and Uncharted, because I love Brutal Legend, but there were a lot of things that mechanically didn't work for me in the game itself.
Brutal Legend wasn't always an action-adventure game, however. It had RTS in it. It goes RTS halfway through. So right. I think it shouldn't have even been in the category because it wasn't a true action-adventure game.
Not all the way through. So really, no. For me, the three are Assassin's 2, Batman, and Uncharted. I'm sorry. Okay, I love Batman. I haven't finished it. Okay, say what you want. I have finished Assassin's. I took that fucker out with the thing to the head. And I uncovered all the pieces of the truth. Okay? But I don't understand how, if you're comparing those two games to Uncharted, Uncharted doesn't just walk away with it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't agree with that. I don't know what people were smoking, but they really should stop. Because in that category with those games, I think that should have gone to Uncharted too.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Okay, and
wholeheartedly.
And there's a lot of people that are up in arms that, you know, Batman Arkham Asylum kind of got the shaft. But, you know, it was in some categories with some really strong games. And I will get to a couple where I think that Batman.
See, I don't think in this category.
This wasn't one of them.
Comparing Batman to Uncharted, I think Uncharted still would have taken this. So I'm not that upset about this, you know, incident with Batman Arkham Asylum. But there's one in particular that I'm scathing
about. I still don't think that even if you take Batman out of this one, okay, if you're going to sit there and put Assassin's 2 up against Uncharted, I'm sorry.
Uncharted wins. Takes the cake.
And I effing love swooping down on people and jamming my blade in their face in Assassin's. But the experience, the story, the graphics, just Uncharted.
Pales in comparison.
Yeah, Naughty Dog, y'all just doing the damn thing, because I'm sorry you got shafted on this one. But don't feel too bad for Naughty Dog, because they did walk away with quite a bunch.
Later. Yeah, they did. Good job, boys.
Okay, now Rocksteady Studios, which created the Batman Arkham Asylum game, they did win Studio of the Year, but I don't understand how, you know, it's just like the Oscars. How do you win Studio of the Year for creating...
With only one game!
And but not that game, then carry Game of the Year.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, wait. If you guys are the shit, how come your shit...
Did not win the year.
Did not win the year and was claimed as being the shit. Because Game of the Year went to Uncharted 2.
Yeah, I know.
Which, dude.
Deserved.
Absolutely. That game is just sick. So if you need somebody to get a gift for that enjoys action games, what we're telling you is Uncharted 2.
Which we told you in the gift guide like 2 weeks ago.
But we're saying it again. If you have a PS3, get Uncharted 2.
And even if you don't, get a PS3 and then get a fucking job and then get Uncharted 2.
Exactly. Okay.
It has to be in your list of games you own forever, spelt incorrectly.
Like a lolcat?
Yes, like a lolcat.
Okay.
With an A-H, Bostonian style.
Yeah, Beantown. Go for it. So that was one of my,
what the fuck moments?
Yeah. I kind of turned my head and went, burr. So why don't we talk about the Arkham Asylum thing that you're kind of flaming about? Because you're kind of stewing over there, and
yeah,
I don't want you to explode just yet.
Okay. So in Best Voice, now let me pull this up. So Best Voice.
Okay. Wait. Before we dive into this, we need to make a distinction, because this is one of the things that pisses me off about Spike.
Okay.
Is that you've got Best Voice Actor versus Best Performance by a Human Male and Best Performance by a Human Female. But those two, Human Male and Human Female, are voice acting awards. So you basically have three categories for Best Voice.
You have one that's strictly for girls, one strictly for boys.
And then one that's overall.
It's both. And best voice is both.
That's bullshit.
It's both.
Yeah. Okay, that's like, okay, we're going to have, you know, best performance by an actress, best performance by an actor, and best performance by a person.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Way to go, Spike.
I call shenanigans. Okay, go ahead now.
Way to go, Spike. So in best voice, which is a mix of female and male performances, we have Harley Quinn, the voice of Harley Quinn from Batman Arkham Asylum, Chloe from Uncharted.
Mm-hmm.
We had Jack Black in you know, Brutal Legends. We had Mark Hamill as the fucking Joker in Batman Arkham Asylum, and Nolan North as Nathan in... So, I mean, we had two from, you know, we pretty much had two from all of them except for Brutal Legend.
Right.
So, I mean, already we already know who the big contenders were in this, and no lie, I mean, a lot of these actors are fucking amazing. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Jack Black, by the way. He won, which is what is my upset, because Mark Hamill was the original Joker in the animated series.
Well, and Arlene Sorkin was the original Harley Quinn.
Yes! Yes! And people went apeshit for this game. Everyone's so glad that the voice acting was so above where we thought it was going to be. So why did they not award it to Batman? Why? Why not? Oh my god! I'm so upset! I love Batman the Animated Series.
You want a hug?
No!
Okay.
You want a cookie? I want to throw something!
You want a cookie? You can throw it.
No! I would eat the cookie! I want something that I'll throw,
you
like
a brick?
Republican.
You want a
brick? Give me a Republican.
I can't. I don't know any.
Or quail. Do we have any quails?
No. I told you, I don't know any Republicans. You want a brick? I got a brick.
No, whatever,
okay.
Whatever.
All right, so here's the thing. I completely agree with you. We're so related. Because here's my thing about best voice, okay? First of all, if you are a longtime listener to the podcast, you know that Pandalicious and I are massive fans of Tenacious D.
Yes, don't get me wrong.
Okay, love the Jack Black, love the KG. Love me some, okay? Boys for life. Not hating on them.
No.
But if we're talking about voice acting, okay, just straight voice acting and bringing a character to life.
Ugh, Jack Black wasn't being Eddie Riggs. Jack Black was being Jack Black. Okay?
Yeah.
They were all being other people except for fucking Jack Black. He was just being himself. And God, it sucks. Oh, my God. People.
Maybe I should not have brought this up.
Oh, my head hurts.
Okay, just breathe. Because I'm sure a lot of people agree with you. I mean, I agree with you. I don't understand how this category went to Jack Black. It's like people looked at the ballot and went, oh, we've got two from this game and two from that game, so we knock out what's similar, and the only thing that's left is Jack Black. Let's give it to him.
I mean, what? They did Best Podcast of the Year, and it was you, me, Loserly, and... like, me again?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't make any effing sense, because we all know Loserly would win that. But!
Love
what
you, girl.
The hell?
Yeah. No, I... We're gonna...
WTF! BBQ!
OMG, WTF, BBQ! So, we're calling shenanigans on this one. Because that's just... I don't want to come out and say that there's some politicking going on. But the only difference...
I had a brown paper bag full of money.
The only difference...
bathroom...
No! Dude! Seriously, the only difference between Jack Black and everybody else in this category is Jack dressed up like Eddie and did the TV show circuit. Well, I'm sorry. That doesn't make his acting any better in the game. All right? The fact that Luke Skywalker... Can do the voice of the Joker, and you're not in any way associating Star Wars with the Joker, to me goes, oh!
It's fucking still! It's S-K-I-L-L! What the hell?
That is kind of the definition of talent, especially in voice acting. And... I don't know about you guys, but if you ever watched the Batman animated series, Like, any of them? Because he continued to do the voice of the Joker through Batman Beyond, and... Mark Hamill's Joker is so sinister, it's scary. Okay, this is... He's scary. And... pretty much we're like, nah, fuck you, Jack Black! Yeah! You dressed up, dude! Awesome! Huh? Okay. So, yeah.
I'm thoroughly, like, up to, like, 9,000 upset. I am very disappointed.
You are very disappointed?
I am very disappointed.
I'm sorry.
Over this.
I'm sorry.
4chan reference.
I know. I do actually, you know, do some 4chan stuff.
Ugh. So upset.
Well, there's more to get upset about.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm really upset about.
Okay.
I need chocolate.
Do you need a hug?
No! I need fucking chocolate!
I offered you a cookie earlier and you told me no.
You said cookie. You did not say a chocolate chip cookie. You specify that there was chocolate in the cookie.
By default, whenever I talk about cookies, it's a chocolate chip cookie.
Whatever. So let's get back to
okay.
the more
Okay, alright, let's go back. Alright, so let's talk about some things that I do agree with.
Okay.
Okay, and you can chime in on where you sit.
Goosefaba.
Okay. Most anticipated title of 2010, God of War 3.
No fucking shit.
It was up against Bioshock 2, Massive Effect 2, and Starcraft 2. Look, everybody's been anticipating Starcraft for like years. I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, so scratch that off the list. Mass Effect 2, don't get me wrong. I am absolutely looking forward to it. There are all kinds of people looking forward to Mass Effect 2.
Is there any more gay sex in it?
There's probably going to be more sex in it.
Woohoo!
I'm pretty sure.
Yay!
Okay, you can't have a game and have Shepard in it and there not be sex somehow, alright? I'm sure that...
Yeah, but hot alien lesbian sex?
I don't know about hot alien lesbian sex, but there will be...
Hot alien male sex? In the gargle flax?
In the gargle flax?
They're really? Aliens, so I'm sure they don't have butts the way we have butts.
Oh, they have gargle flax. Okay. It just doesn't roll trippingly off the tongue. We'll have to work on a slang term for that. Maybe we'll just call it butt.
Okay.
Okay. And Bioshock 2. So all games that have gotten a lot of hype. Okay. I'm sure anybody listening to this podcast is aware of all of those titles. But I don't think that there are as many people kind of salivating at the mouth about the other titles as much as God of War 3. I mean, we all know that it's the last one. Pretty much, it's been handed off from daddy to daddy to daddy as each game has come out and went from, you know, David Jaffe to Corey Barlog, and now my brain is blanking on who's helming this one, but it's not
Corey. Did you say your brain was blanking?
I probably did.
There was you added an L where there should have been an R.
I did. Sometimes I come off a little
Asian.
You
know who else does that?
Stop it.
Just saying.
It's because of the amp.
All right, then.
My mouth is not moving as fast as my brain, and so I keep catching myself and biting myself. And then that's when my R become a L.
Erlogurg.
But I don't think that people are, you know, as hyped about these games as much as God of War. I mean, you know, people have been scooping up the remastered 1 and 2 combo collector kit. They've been playing the downloadable demo, which is the E3 demo, which I didn't actually get to play, but I got to watch because I got sidetracked and started talking to Ingai, but that's okay. I agree. I am looking forward to it. There's not a person that I know that has a PS3 that is not looking forward to this. I am probably going to call in sick to work when it comes out because I'm going to have to get through it in a day because I'll have to go to work the next day. A couple other ones that I agreed with. Best music game. So the... Blah, 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 blah. Where is it? Is that on that sheet? No, it's on this one.
Sheets, 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 sheets.
Hey, you gotta have your sheets together. Because if you don't have your sheets together...
That's what a stapler's for!
Okay. So in Best Music Game, you had DJ Hero, Guitar Hero 5, Lego Rock Band, and Beatles Rock Band. So let's scratch out the two that don't count. That's Guitar Hero 5 and Lego Rock Band. Not because they're sucky games, because they're not sucky games, but they're not great music games.
Agreed.
Okay, so you're left with DJ Hero and Beatles Rock Band as far as being innovators. And I absolutely hand it to DJ Hero because it is definitely in a class by itself when it comes to music games. Okay, different peripheral, different style of play. You know, it's a little more forgiving.
Do you think it's because of the learning curve? Like, even though the game's really enjoyable, but it's not something that's completely accessible to every man?
Yeah, I think that's the thing that kind of knocks it out.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Is that it's not as accessible. You know, anybody can pick up a Guitar Hero game or a Rock Band game and play it. Just about anybody, if they want to spend some time with it, can play those games and can get up to a medium level and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay, worst case scenario, you can sing. So even if you have no hand-eye coordination at all, as long as you can read English and or you've listened to the radio in your lifetime, you can play along in a Guitar Hero game or a Rock Band game. With DJ Hero, you either have to have the hand-eye coordination
or a great ear.
Or a really great ear and the ability to identify patterns easily.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's not
the game. Otherwise, it's not the game for you. And I think that that's the thing that keeps it from kind of breaking through and becoming as big as your mainstay Guitar Heroes and Rock Band titles, is that it's not accessible to anyone outside of your mainstream gamer.
Yeah. But good going, DJ Hero. I mean, you definitely proved that you deserve to be in the category.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I agree, hands down, Beatles Rock Band wins. Okay, it's accessible to everyone. I mean, fucking Eshmom sings. She carries the tune in a bucket or two.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
I will accept that.
That is a fair statement.
As a respectable response.
The tune is in a bucket. It is carried.
But I mean, we can't be too sad for DJ Hero because I thought they won Best Soundtrack.
They did. And it's another one that I agree with.
So...
Because the soundtrack is banging.
You can put that on free play and just listen to that all night long.
Any soundtrack that makes me plug my Xbox into my computer so that I can gank the music off and listen to it on my own, you know it's good. Because that takes some patience. And I don't really have a lot of the patience.
No, she doesn't. It's true. Fact.
Ninja fact, no patience.
No patience.
Which you would think, hey, you're a ninja. You got to be stealthy and sneak up on things. Nah, do it quick, dude. I do it quick or it doesn't get done. You know, go big, go home. That's it.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, yeah. So those are some of the like blaring ones that I agreed with. Game of the Year, we already talked about that. I agree with it. Uncharted 2, it takes the cake. Okay? It just... Wow. Wow. Just wow. Okay? Because it was up against... Assassin's 2, Arkham Asylum, Modern Warfare 2, and Left 4 Dead. And like I said, those are all great games in their own categories. But I don't see, you can't convince me that Modern Warfare 2 was better than Uncharted. Okay, and before anybody gets it up in arms, yes, I finished both of these titles. I finished them both. On the PS3, so they were both on the same system. And I have already gone back to play some multiplayer things and do some other things in Uncharted 2. I have yet to fire back up my Modern Warfare stuff, even though I do want to do the museum thing.
You want to do?
I do.
Really?
I'm a little bit, I like to be punished a little bit.
You're going to get punished in that museum.
I know, but I want to hit
You're
going to
get raped.
I just want to hit the button.
With a capital R.
No. Pixels can't hurt me.
Oh, you think that, but then you wake up tomorrow with a sore ass. Don't come crying to me.
Pixels cannot hurt me. Pixels are friends, not food.
Foes.
Oh, yeah, that too. What about you? What do you got?
For what? Exactly.
The VGAs. What are some of the things you agreed with and some of the ones you didn't?
Well, I mean, we already know what I completely
let's just move on from that.
Okay. Surprisingly enough, I was a little upset with the best Xbox 360 game. Like, I mean, what we had for
Left 4 Dead 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll explain why.
Okay.
I mean, right away when you look at the game, there are some games that are not Xbox exclusive, you know, and for this category, I would expect them to be. So the ones that aren't, I knock right out of the park. But, and I mean, and I'm a big fan of Left 4 Dead. Duh.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of like, really?
And it's like, what? What is Pandalicious talking about? Here is my qualm with Left 4 Dead 2. I think it's too stuffed. I think when Valve made Left 4 Dead 1 with the promise of new content and new chapters, that they should have ponied up and done what they said they were going to do instead of putting everything that they should have put in 1 in 2. I feel like there's too much going on in this zombie apocalypse scenario.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'm too busy worrying about grabbing the cola for that dude so he can open the gate. And there are too many weapons around. They have too much emphasis on, like, there are too many things going on for me to really enjoy the fact that I'm running for my effing life. You know, gotcha. Like I don't feel nearly as in danger when hordes are coming at me because there's melee weapons everywhere. There are certain melee weapons that should not, like, they should have this breakability factor in them. Because at one point, if you've played it or not, I don't know if you have yet.
I haven't. I'm not really big on zombie games.
Okay, well, at one point you could pick up a guitar. Like, a guitar is considered a melee weapon in this game. You know, and usually it's always kind of like an acoustic.
Uh-huh.
And if you think about taking an acoustic and smacking somebody across the head, it's going to break.
Right.
But in this game, they don't.
So you mean just repeatedly bash people with a guitar?
With a guitar. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a realism aspect to some of these melee weapons that just do not exist in this realm, which is slightly upsetting to me. I mean, I like, you know, they could have chose some of the really big things from Left 4 Dead 2 and kept those exclusive. But, like, there's an ability to play a more realistic game where they won't highlight weapons when they're around or bottles or health or anything. So you really have to be paying attention and looking. Which, you know, can, you know, heighten the experience of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they should have done, like, a realism scenario in the first game to see how well it would have done. As opposed to throwing it in with, you know, survival and, you know, competitive. Like, they put way too much in Left 4 Dead 2. I mean, I still haven't really fully immersed into it. I've played maybe one chapter. I think there are 5 playable chapters in 2. I've only played through 1. And I have not been overly excited to jump back into it because there's just too much going on. But do I still like the game? Yeah, I mean, I love zombies. I love the fact that one of the playable characters is named, you know, Rochelle. So I play her and then she dies all the time. But I mean...
Motherfucker! You suck.
And she's black and she has dreads.
And you kill her.
Well, I'm usually her and then I get eaten by a smoker and I'm like, oops! My bad.
You're like, oops, my bad.
Oops. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. If I'm not playing Rochelle, I'm playing Coach, who reminds me of Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He does, except he's a coach. But regardless, they should have, some of the things that they put in 2, they should have initially put in 1. Because then I think everybody who was upset that, you know, 1 didn't go very far would have been appeased by what they offered.
Yeah, for me, the Xbox 360 one, it was just kind of like, you know, everyone looked at it and went, well, you know, Halo ODST is pretty much exclusive for the Xbox, but we don't want to be like, yeah, the best Xbox thing is always Halo, so we'll give it to something else.
I think so, too. I think so.
And we'll just make sure that something else isn't Arkham Asylum.
And I think one of the other things that I was really happy about was, what was it? I don't even know why they had a best Wii game. Because we already knew it was going to be Mario. And I believe it was Mario who won.
Well, you know, that one kind of surprised me because I really thought that Mad World or Punch-Out would have taken that.
No, Mad World would not have won that. And the only reason is because, remember, the Nintendo Wii is marketed as a family gaming console, and Mad World is anything but family friendly.
Yeah, but Mad World is something new to that platform. And you would think that that would, or at least I would think, that that would be something that would be rewarded. And Punch-Out was, you know, a very good update to a very beloved franchise. A franchise beloved almost. I know.
Well, we know what happened. We know that Mario and Luigi went to the mafia and said,
Hey, respectable businessmen. Okay, because there's no such thing as the mafia in America.
Okay, all right, fine. So they went to their friends who are the contractors.
Respectable businessmen.
And said, look, we feel a little threatened.
We have this thing. And we need you to take that guy that you know that knows that guy.
And do something about it.
Take care of that thing. We would be very grateful.
And then all of a sudden, that's what I feel what it is. Granted, the new Super Mario Brothers, we saw that at E3. And it looked like a whole lot of fun. Have I played it? No.
Did I buy it?
No.
Did Nintendo sell it to us? No.
Do I want to play it, though, at some point? Yes. But I'm not foaming at the mouth for it. Granted, you know, I wouldn't foam over the mouth of Italian plumbers.
Everybody has their own thing, and then... You know, you got the thing.
Moving on, we already know that I'm an RPG fan.
Right.
So, I mean, in that category, I was happy to see Borderlands, even though I wouldn't necessarily consider Borderlands a complete art. That's my thing with some of these categories. I want games that are particular to that genre of game. But, I mean, when we have this fusion of games that might incorporate three or four different genres, you know, then they'd have to make a whole different category for, you know.
Right. I mean, you're seeing more and more genres being blended. You know, like mashups in music.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, they would have to have, like, a favorite ensemble game that incorporates several. They should even do that.
Best ensemble.
Are you listening to me, Spike TV?
Spike! Panda.
Hello! Good idea! Right here. You better credit me, too, bitches. Anyway. So, I mean, one of the categories was best RPG. So, we had Borderlands, Demon's Souls, Dragon Age Origins, and Mario & Luigi's Bowser's Inside Story. And Dragon Age won that. And I'm not surprised. BioWare.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Hello. We're awesome.
Elven
we're BioWare.
Sex. BioWare.
Dang it.
Not surprising. However, I mean, out of the four that I'm staring at, I think the strong two solid contenders were Demon's Souls and Dragon Age. I don't have Dragon Age, and I've been playing Demon's Souls, and Demon's Souls, I think, should have been appreciated. There is so much more going on in this game that it's truly, I feel it's really an adult game, and not in the sense that there's boob and vag everywhere, but it's a mature game. It's a game for, you know, a game for a mature gamer base that doesn't want to be coddled through a crappy tutorial. It wants to say, okay, you played games long enough. We shouldn't have to tell you what to do.
You should know what you're doing. Go have fun.
Exactly. And that's exactly what this game does. But let me tell you, it also likes to punish the ever-loving fuck out of you.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like, you know, since the VGAs are trying to be a for us, by us reflection of the industry, and they seem to want to have fun and aren't afraid to poke a little bit of fun at themselves, you know, do you feel like there should be a category for, holy shit, this game is hard, like best, seriously, like best OMG.
Best masochistic game or best.
Well, no, since we're going to poke fun at it, why not, you know, best OMG WTF BBQ game?
Why not?
You know, where you can put things like your Ninja Gaiden.
You know, like best rage quit game.
Yeah, I mean.
Exactly, why not? I don't see why not. Because if that's the case, I totally think Demon's Souls would have taken that one.
Well, and there's a lot of games that fit into that. There are a lot of games that are designed to be very difficult games so that when you get through it, there is a larger sense of reward out of completing that game. You know, that's where your, I believe that's where your Demon Souls and your Ninja Gaidens and things like that fit in.
Yeah.
And should be appreciated. You know, it's not one of those things, and I'm not a proponent of saying that, you know, every game's a winner for something, and let's find some way to reward every single game that we put out in the market. You know, because then you make everybody special and nobody's special. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is,
we're all special in some way or another.
No, we're not. We're not all snowflakes that to be appreciated and loved.
Okay. Some of us are bland, repetitive sheets of white paper.
And some of us
have stencils.
You know who you are just lumps of coal. All right.
So, but, that's really it for me. That's really it.
I guess I got a couple of questions about a few of them, because there were a couple more that I absolutely agreed with. You know, best shooter, went to Modern Warfare 2 in a class with Killzone 2, Left 4 Dead 2, and Halo 3 ODST. And, you know, out of all of those, I've played Killzone 2, I've played a little bit of ODST, and I've completed Warfare 2. And so right there, that pretty much shows you the list. If I don't finish it,
bah.
It didn't keep my attention long enough to finish it. You know, so that was one of the ones that I agreed with. The sweep, which I thought was really interesting, was for Uncharted 2. They took best PlayStation 3 game, best graphics, and game of the year. Agree.
Yeah,
like, hands down.
Yep, I agree with those.
It is the most enjoyable thing that I play on my PS3 right now, while I'm waiting for Dante's Inferno and God of War 3. I'm kind of surprised that Dante's Inferno wasn't on the list as a contender for most anticipated game of 2010, especially because it comes out in February, where God of War 3 comes out in March, so you're going to have a lot of comparison of the two games. And I don't think that it would have won most anticipated game, but I was surprised to not see it there. As well as some other games, I was kind of surprised to not see some titles as contenders, at least. It just really seemed to me like Spike tried to take itself more seriously. They got Stevie Wonder to present Best Music Game.
I was about to say, because they can't give him best graphics because the fucker can't see. Sorry.
Look.
Sorry, you do have to.
He was presenting at a video game award ceremony, and there are not a lot of video games that are accessible to the handicapped. So I was surprised to see Stevie Wonder there. And the entire time I was watching him there, I was like, oh, please, please don't walk away and leave Stevie Wonder there on the stage by himself. Remember that he is blind. Please. Because people have left poor Stevie Wonder on the stage before. So, I know y'all have been drinking. But please, please do not leave him on the stage.
Do not leave Stevie Wonder all alone. He will hurt himself.
Okay, and the showgirl that was, you know, presenting was good enough, and I hope somebody was, like, blasting in her ear, to take him by the arm and lead him away from the microphone when he handed off the award, and then off stage. I was like, oh, thank God. At least they didn't leave poor Stevie on the stage, because that would have been embarrassing. I was disappointed that Scribblenauts didn't take Best Handheld Game.
Yeah! Well, it's not, I can understand why Scribblenauts didn't, because there's a lot of people out there who are legally playing Scribblenauts.
So? They can still vote!
Yeah, but the illegal one is kind of glitchy.
Well, then you should have bought the legal one, bitch.
Well, I know this, but I'm just saying that a lot of people who had something to say about that had the illegal one, and there was glitches, and they were not happy.
Well, if they had paid for it, then they would have been happy.
Well, there's a lot of things that worked.
If and nuts were candy and butts and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I said it. You didn't catch it. Oh, not going around again. I'm going to skip over the sports stuff, because I'll be honest with you, I don't play sports games. And so I don't really have an opinion on that, but
Racing game, zoom, zoom, yay.
So lots of good titles there. I, as with any other award show, you know, people have opinions. So like I said, hit us up, questions@esh.mobi, and let us know your picks. You can find a list of all the nominees and the winners at Spike's VGA site, vga.spike.com. Check them out, compare, drop us a line, and, you know, who knows, maybe we'll revisit this one. And maybe next year we'll have our own ESH video game awards through the interwebs.
Oh my god, and we can make a little trophy thing with my avatar holding up something awesome. Like a game controller.
Or the mic of truth.
Yeah.
We'll see. However, if we do it, all trophies will be PDFs. Oh. I'm not going down and getting trophies made. I'm bad.
Okay.
I'm bad at emailing out candy. I'm not going to
make. Yeah, no. Trophies. Yeah, let's not.
Let's be honest. I'm horrible at going to the post office. But what I'm not horrible about is keeping you guys up to date with stuff of what's going on in the industry. So make sure that you check out the things that I write and some of the other people too at our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce into the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing weekly on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com. Our show airs on Wednesday in the 8:30 p.m. Eastern, which is 5:30 p.m. Pacific time slot. And while you're looking for great entertainment, if you're heading over to All Games, you can make sure that you catch some of their other shows, like Fantastic Forum.
Or to pick... Wait a minute.
You gotta say something else.
It needs to come back. I guess we can watch it. We can listen to in-game chat.
Yeah, and there's also Chatterbox Radio.
And there's Gametopias.
And there's Orange Lounge Radio.
And
there's TQ Cast. There's Video Game Outsiders. Come on. Come on, there's lots of great content over there, Panda. Not just us. It's all right. It'll be okay.
I want my friends back.
Just make sure that you bounce over to All Games at allgames.com. Bounce into chat. And if you're listening to shows, let them know that you heard about them from us. Because you did.
DBL forever.
You can also check out some of the other shows that come out of the ESH camp, like the Boston Bastard Brigade, found at bostonbastardbrigade.com, helmed by our very own King Baby Duck. Their episodes go out every Tuesday. And you can also check out Geek Aggro, hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. Collective Geek, you know how to find it. Ning it, baby. Just do the Ning thing. So make sure that you check those guys out, because we'll have you all covered all the way up to the weekend if you follow those things and follow us on Twitter. I can be found at twitter.com/ninjasister.
I'm twitter.com/ladyash.
You can find King Baby Duck at twitter.com/king_baby_duck and Deuces Wild at twitter.com/deuceswild. So with that, I think I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah.
Aww. What are you going to do with your toast?
I am going to make a video game and have Toast voice Toast, and then it's going to win next year for best performance of Toast by inanimate objects.
I think it's probably only going to be able to win for best performance by a piece of toast in the toast category.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think that you're going to get best inanimate object.
Damn. All right, well, what about you? What are you going to do with your toast?
I am going to take my toast and I'm going to fix my toaster so I can emblazon the letters DPL on the side of my toast. And I will eat it in homage.
Okay.
So with that, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out of here, guys.
DPL, I love you.
We'll catch you next week.